Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
And here we go.
And here we go.
Let's do this bad boy. Half point PPR, Jonathan Taylor. What was the home improvement guy? Jonathan Taylor Thomas in the house. Whoa. Porter. Coming in late and coming in hot. Cooper Kupp with the second overall pick, half PPR. Christian McCaffrey is the third pick, and I am one pick away from Derrick Henry. Moyes, am I one pick away?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Derrick Henry.
And it's gone.
All right. Now you're choosing between pretty much Eckler and Najee at this point.
There's something with me about Najee this year, but I think Eckler's the safe pick. We'll go Eckler. I think as we go, that pick might turn into Najee for me.
Yeah.
My initial ranks I've been working on, which will be available, I believe, here in July on the Patreon. Najee is my 5, but I have Eckler 1 ahead. What is your? Okay. Najee went 6, and then Kelsey going 7, Justin Jefferson 8. And Bogman, you're 2 picks away. What are you going to do?
Man, I kind of want to do a wideout build, so I'm kind of hoping. I'm going to take Devontae or Chase.
Cook just went 9, so Famous is up in front of you. Probably going to take Devontae. Oh, he went Chase. All right,
I'll take Devontae. See what we can get coming.
Who are you going to tap back?
Either like Mixon or Williams, unless they go back to back here to Toft.
I thought you were doing a wide receiver build.
Well, I want a wide receiver 1 because I haven't taken a wide receiver in the first, like, even 3 rounds in the last 2. So,
well, there went Mixon, last pick with Swift. So, a Mixon Swift wheel is pretty damn good, by the way.
I'm going to take Javonte. I'm curious to see how far Kamara slips now that we have this, you know, they're bracing for 6 games or expecting at least 6 games.
Yeah. He moved down to RB12 on half PPR and Fantasy Pros, and he is the 20th overall player. So still a relatively significant spot. Stephon Diggs went to Famous. So Famous has started double wideout, Chase and Diggs. That's actually what I thought you were going to do. I thought you were going to go double wideout there.
I don't think I can do double wideout. It makes me sick to my stomach. I can't do it.
Okay.
Stink, and I hate it.
It makes me queasy. Honestly, it makes me physically ill.
Damn it. Nick Chubb went, and I wanted him pretty bad to CK. He's got Cook and Chubb, and then Barkley went fifth pick in the second round. So I'm two picks away.
You're almost about to get to start, you know, Eckler Barkley again. Disgusting. Are you going to take the risk on Kamara?
No, kind of I don't
spot
think.
Spot for this next pick. Tyreek's still available. Lamb's still available. Debo. Oh, I mean, man. That's a risk.
That's all. Well, I think Debo's going to play. Oh, I'm up. Akers just went. Man, I dislike so much about this.
Aaron tempted Jones Debo.
I'm tempted about Tyreek Hill. We're going to go double back here. We're going to go Aaron Jones. We're going to go Jones and Eckler. Heavy touchdown. Half point PPR. Heavy touchdown helps a little bit with Aaron Jones. Even if he relents a little bit, he's a passing game receiving guy. So I don't love the start Eckler and Jones.
I already hate taking Davante Adams. I hate it.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Looking at the rest of these backs, I mean, it's just, I'm hoping, you know, hope against hope that like Breece Hall would fall back, but there's almost no way. So
there goes Mark Andrews to Moyes.
I like Derek that Henry. Pick.
Yeah, the wideouts are so good. I mean, I'd love to get Debo, but, you know, I might legit, not saying it'll happen, but I might be able to get like AJ Brown coming back or Mike Evans or something like that at wideout. But also, when the running backs start going, there might still be like Etienne or Elijah Mitchell I can take in the third round if I want to go triple side on it, which I usually do.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see.
I feel like that's always my favorite build.
There goes Debo.
Is when I take the three straight running backs, but
yeah. What's the three-headed dragon? What do they call the dragon? The
three-headed dragon? I don't know.
Yeah, the three-headed dragon. No, it's got a name. Three-headed.
Does it?
Why don't you know this stuff? Yeah, it's like the what's it called?
Are you talking about like the thing from like King Kong and all that stuff?
The Ghidorah. Ghidorah? That was from Godzilla. So I don't know. I guess it's had different names. Who would have thought? It's like a Hydra dragon. I don't know. CJ, CD Lamb, Mike Evans. There's a name for a dragon that should be known, and I don't know why we don't all know this here.
I don't know. Is that what a Mothra is? I don't know. No, I thought Mothra looked like a moth.
Yeah, I was about to say it's a giant moth. Big old moth box. What is a dragon with multiple heads called?
I kind of like this. Hydra. Ever since you took Aaron Jones, not a single running back has gone. So I'm starting to feel a little better. About
there goes one. Adam. Kyle Pitts was the pick to Kyle. And then there goes Alvin Kamara. So I'm two picks away.
Interesting to see if Porter also takes Tony Jones later in the draft. There goes
Elliott.
Zeke to Burrows. Are you thinking, like, I mean, if Tyreek fell back, you'd almost have to take him.
That's a pretty tough one. I don't think I could pass on Tyreek Hill, but I'm very tempted at going three running backs. I know you're dying. You're like, you don't need a run. There goes Tyreek. Well,
you don't need any running backs. So you're fine, guy.
Do now. But the question is do I go Montgomery or do I go? I really like Pittman or Mitchell. Oh, there's so many guys actually I like here. So many decisions.
so many room activities. For activities.
And here's the thing. It'll give us so much extra space in our room to do activities.
I think I'm going to go. Let's do this. We're going to go a little bit off.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
I like this one. We're going to go Travis Etienne.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Tempted to go James Conner. Probably should have. Full point PPR ETN might have actually full point PPR ETN that round might have made a little bit more sense, but we're moving up boards.
I'm actually okay now with taking Devontae because I, you know, my order here is Connor, Montgomery, Dobbins, Elijah Mitchell, Josh Jacobs, Breece Hall. So, wow, Josh Allen goes. Okay. That's, I mean, that's about the right range for Josh Allen. I just thought in our drafts, maybe the QBs would fall a little bit more, but not so much. I'm fine with it, though, because it ain't a running back. Look at this. I'm going to get James Conner.
That's so stupid. I should have taken James Conner. Keenan Allen.
Come on.
Dave Montgomery's on the board.
There's some really good wideouts left.
I'm currently the only one with a 3 RB build.
Yeah, but I like that. You got Eckler, Jones, and ETN. There it goes, Connor. Ooh, Barrow.
I'm like, hey, look at me. I'm going to get James Conner. You're like 4 weeks. Like, oh, look at me. I'm going to get James Conner. Everything's so great. Can you believe these idiots? Next pick. Four away.
These dumbasses.
Oh, they're so stupid.
They're because Dave Montgomery.
Well, now Elijah Mitchell straight off my list.
Or Breece.
This would be Dobbins here is who I have.
You got Dobbins.
Dobbins, but we know Famous likes to take 17 wide receivers in a row. So
yeah,
is he going to do the same strategy?
That's how you win the Fantasy Pros projections.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's a Breece. Oh man, oh guy, what are you talking about here?
I'll take Dobbins. That's okay.
That's a pretty good start. Dobbins and Williams.
I don't hate it.
I would say the Fantasy Pros projections probably won't love your Javonte pick because they have him at 23. That's overall funny. And like quite a few running backs ahead, just FYI, because we are going to use those, by the way, at the end of this. We'll see what the projections go. AJ Brown, last pick in the third round. So now we come back through. Are you going to go third RB here since there still is some talent?
Yeah,
and you did wide out, or are you going to go wide out?
No, I got to take a running back because I'm on the end here and I'm just go away debating.
Go away baiting.
There's go away debating.
I'm going to reach down and take Walker. I got two solid starters, so I'm going to take a little risky and go with Kenny Walker.
Oh, yeah? A little risky risk?
A little risky risk. That's my third RB, so I think it's fine to take the risk there.
Did something happen? Oh, God. I was like, where's Michael Pittman? I can't find him on the queue because he just went first pick in the fourth round. That would be why I can't do that. And you took Kenneth Walker, so you did take your third. There goes T. Higgins. I want a wide receiver coming back, and I really wanted Pittman.
Well, wish in one hand, the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
So obviously, I'm looking near the top. I'm looking at Waddle. Oh, there went Deontay. I'm looking at Waddle. I'm looking at Metcalf. There goes Waller. I've also got Kittle in the queue.
Yeah, Kittle was a consideration for me there for sure.
Terry McLaurin with his new contract. There went Kareem Hunt, really. Josh, he's stepping into a little homerism.
Little homerism.
Elijah Mitchell's still out there. Antonio Gibson. Just I will tell you this. I am very much regretting now Etienne because Elijah Mitchell's still on the board. And that's pissing me off because I could have taken A.J. Brown as Clyde Edwards-Helaire just went. So that is making me a little bit upset.
Wow.
What?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire over Mitchell, Jacobs,
Gibson. Do I
want to
go
Gibson.
Kittle or do I want to go the wide out? All right, we're going to do
take the tight end. What I would
now we're going to do Waddle. If Kittle comes back, I'll take him. Man, I want to take Elijah Mitchell there, go four running backs and just blow it all up, but
I don't think
so. See, I'm really regretting that now because I could have got Keenan or AJ Brown and then come back. Elijah Mitchell would be mine. It would look so much better. There goes McLaurin.
I immediately regret this decision.
There goes Kittle. F*** me. What a piece of shit I am.
All right.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
That's just,
you know, that show, Am I Garbage?
It's just such a good spot to use the I immediately regret this decision drop.
It's trash.
Mitchell.
Antonio Gibson, Elijah Mitchell with AJ Dillon. Jesus. Elijah Mitchell with Jonathan Taylor. Evans, Kyle's going to win this. Kyle's team's amazing. There goes Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Smith.
This is why I took the third running back, dude.
Yeah. So I mean, I have my third too.
I know you're fine, but that's why,
God,
like,
damn it.
When it comes down to that decision, now I'm fine with Devontae. But I still need, I need two more wideouts.
DK just went. That really got me. Oh, man.
Cordero's a good pick.
Cordero Patterson just went. That is a pretty good pick. I saw Sleeper made some, they made their designation of Patterson is a
running back only.
Is a running back for them. Yeah, exactly. All right. I'm going to go. We're going to DJ Moore here.
Oh, good pick. That was top of my board for sure was DJ.
DJ Moore. Oh, no bye week issues too. I want to point out, which feels very, very nice. No bye week issues.
I don't have any so far either.
Marquise Brown just went. That's a good one.
Marquise Brown was second on my board. Juju is number one for me.
The Juju.
Juju. Love Juju still. And like following all these Steelers things on Instagram, like I see him lay out Vontez Perfect at least once a day, and it's good every time.
Amari Cooper just went.
It'll get me there every time. Every single time.
Oh, it'll do the job.
It'll do. That'll do, pig.
It's a peel back block, and that's going to be a fine, and that's going to be.
That'll do, pig. Damian Harris just went. So who do you want here? Cortland Sutton, bitch. That's what I want.
I want Juju, and then I'm going to take Lamar. That's my bang bang.
That's so lame you're going to do that. I wanted Lamar coming back in the worst way. You are so lame.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb.
You are really dumb for real.
Ah, love it. How about the number one wideout for the Chiefs?
Makes me mad.
A former MVP. How about those two?
Because also I don't like it. There's like a little stretch in the middle here where I don't know if I can get Mahomes. I don't think I get Mahomes coming back or Herbert. So I hate that you're going to take Lamar.
Sorry about it.
All right. Then we're going to pick Toft. Oh, he went Patrick Mahomes. He made it worse. He made the whole situation worse. So,
I almost thought, like, should I take Lamar here? And I was like, no, because Mahomes is still on the board.
Well, you're safe, though, because he's not going to take two of them.
Yeah, he's not going to take two. It's not a super flex, so.
No. Rashad Bateman.
It's a good pick.
Pretty good pick. There goes Lamar. So lame. Damn. So lame.
I never thought I'd like picking from 11, but I kind of like picking from 11.
You're kind of liking it, right?
I think I kind of want it.
Yeah, and this is picking at 11 and going wide receiver one. I like this team.
You're kind of rocking some of it.
I feel like I'm crushing it. Can't screw up this bench now.
Just like James Conner's going to fall to you?
Shut up.
Miles Sanders. I'd be super happy if Herbert was there, but if he's not, he's not because CK. I probably skip him here, skip the quarterbacks and just take one coming back. I have, as far as my ranks go, I've got Dak actually next, followed by Jalen and Burrow, those three. So I don't feel like I need to take, there goes Jerry Judy. One of the guys we were going to take.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but it says on your chart that you up.
God damn it, man.
Yeah, the running back is starting to get somewhat dicey. I mean, Edmonds, I think, is still a solid pick. But then it's Singletary. You know, guys on the second end, Carter, Pollard, Cook, Penny.
That was a Moss.
Melvin Gordon.
St. Brown, I can't speak. I'm looking. What were you saying? I'm sorry, you were saying Edmonds near the top for you?
Yeah, I'm just saying this is where we get into the dicey part of our game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league...
Trying to see if I want to get a third RB or go with a third wide receiver here.
Wouldn't this be your fourth RB? Yeah, fourth RB.
Yeah, fourth RB. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to go with Edmonds.
Yeah, that's exactly what I would have done.
Taking a fourth RB, and then
look at all these wideouts. I mean, you saw you can take Godwin because he might not start the year on the PUP just because one beat writer said he might. Doesn't
and that's
well.
My deal coming back. I think I'm gonna just there's just still great quarterbacks because I didn't even say like you got Russell and Kyler in there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with probably one of Darnell Mooney or Gabriel Davis.
Yeah, that's
maybe good. Allen Robinson. I'm gonna take a wide out coming back, and then the through line after will I'll look at quarterbacks and see. I'd love to get Jalen Hurts. I don't expect him to be there, but I'd like to, and Godwin. And Godwin's another one. It's like you said, he may not start on the pup, which would be huge.
Michael Thomas, that's RFP. Not a surprise there.
There goes Brandon Cooks.
Brandon Cooks, if Lamar had gone for whatever reason, I probably would have settled on Brandon Cooks, and he just went.
Yeah. I mean, I might go with Godwin here if he comes.
Phrasing.
There goes Allen Robinson. So now I got four running backs. There goes Rashad Penny. Man. No quarterback, no tight end. Still a lot of talent. There's still great quarterbacks on there. Yeah, after like Lamar and Mahomes and Herbert go, it's just like there's great guys, but there goes Kyler Murray. Just no crazy need. So where is Godwin at right now on the injury?
Well, he had the ACL surgery, I believe, in November. It's going to be close for him. But he could start the year on the pup. It's going to be close.
There goes Russ.
I mean, Mooney is safer, especially and I'm looking like at as a starter for you. Mooney is safer. Adam Thielen still up there.
I'm going to go with Mooney. That was one of my original things I said. So I don't like that Murray and Wilson just went, though. But there are three quarterbacks that have gone on the back half of this turn. So I just got to avoid a couple guys. There goes Melvin Gordon, Tony Pollard. So what are you doing? You're three picks away.
Yeah. Okay.
There's Gabriel Davis.
Oh, man. First pick I want a running back, so I'm going to take Michael Carter here.
Okay.
Brees Hall, I understand, is there, but I need another one.
Ooh, there goes Godwin.
Come on, Famous. Don't do it.
Come on, baby. Who do you want?
I want Michael Carter pretty bad.
Oh,
he's a Jets fan, too, so I was a little worried there.
So, by the way,
he should have waited to take back QB, by the way, because we both have QBs.
All of them. Yeah, that was a mistake by him because no one's taken him. He could have taken whatever he wanted. I got to dodge three picks now to a quarterback. And if I get one of Prescott or Hurts, I'm going to be ecstatic. So,
man,
because there are these four picks in the start of the eighth round. The first four guys here all have quarterbacks. There goes Cook. You're up.
All right. This is a little dicey, but I keep getting stuck at tight end and taking a crappy one every time. So I'm going to take Schultz here.
God damn it.
Sorry, bud.
God, you bud me.
Sorry about it.
I was hoping to get Schultz on the comeback in the ninth round as well. So, well,
there's good wideouts left here.
Oh, Famous said he was taking Schultz. Well, see, you know what? Famous effed up because he could have taken Schultz and then
should have taken
Burrow
Schultz.
Here. He should have. Yeah, 100%. So you played yourself.
Never assume when you assume you make an ass out of yourself.
and then he takes Hawkinson. So now I don't need to worry about tight end because that's happening. There goes Devontae Smith. So this
Slim
is my
Reaper.
This is my quarterback alley here that I've got to avoid both Prescott and Hurts going.
Does anyone in there have a quarterback?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Someone
these three
took Josh Allen.
Oh no, you're right. Yeah, Tank Top does. So I just got it. So Barrow went Robert Woods. So I'm gonna get one of those guys.
Yeah. You just Josh here is your only one, so you should be fine.
And unless I want to take a little risk, because
I tell you what, yeah, I mean,
but they
Moyes
can take both
and Aaron,
quarterbacks.
So Porter and Kyle both don't have a QB, so that would be your risk.
Treylon Burks just went. And there's no tight end I want now because they're all trash.
Yeah, Goddard, Gesicki.
There goes Stevenson. I think I'm gonna do one more weight.
Gonna do one more weight.
One
more sleep.
One more sleep. Oh, you know what? This might be tricky. What if I went with Hopkins here? Because I don't have a wide receiver bye week until the double digits.
Yeah, I don't know. You're waiting for 6 weeks and then is he the same guy? It's a risk.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to do it. Still DeAndre Hopkins. I don't need Nuke, him whatsoever.
Yeah, so. Nuke is good. He's still good.
And then if both my quarterbacks go here and I'm screwed, then I wait more, and then I just take one more wide receiver.
That's true.
To go with the Nuke.
What is the give us the starting lineup real quick.
Eckler, Aaron Jones, Waddle, DJ Moore, Mooney, Etienne at flex. On the bench, I have Chase Edmonds and Nuke. DeAndre Hopkins.
For me, I've got Lamar Jackson as my starting QB. Then I've got Javonte and Dobbins, Kenny Walker and Michael Carter as my running backs. And my wideouts are Devontae and Juju. And then I have Dalton Schultz. So I need a third starting wideout still.
That's not bad.
Drake London was a good pick.
Okay, there went Goddard. Yeah, Drake. Yeah, sorry. Claypool, Drake London, Dallas Goddard to Porter. Now we're on the wheel. He takes Kyle James Robinson, and he has not taken a QB. This is a very dangerous place for me. But he's a Packers fan, so I'm assuming he's going to wait for Aaron Rodgers. Or he takes Rodgers here. So knowing your competition, that is key.
Knowing is half the battle.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe. Taking all the time. Alexander Mattison. So he has five running backs now. Very interesting. Here comes Porter. First pick of the ninth round was Madison.
This is the only one you have to avoid to get your QB. He took
and
Hurts.
He took Hurts. So I have Prescott higher, so I will take Dak in the ninth round. So that worked out for me.
Russell top of my list here, I got a bunch of wideouts. I'm really okay with any of them because they all have flaws. Wow,
Mark Ingram just went. Jesus Christ, what year is it?
I mean, did he take Kamara too? No, because Porter took Kamara, didn't he?
Yeah, he didn't take Kamara, but I mean, you know, he did it. God, Dak in the ninth round is so sexy.
Too sexy, please don't do it. No, my friend, too sexy.
But I must.
No, too sexy, no.
Tank top, Tomley. So I've got Lockett, Kirk, Wilson, Olave, Tony. There's some good ones. So I'll probably actually take another running back here.
There goes Galladay.
You know who I love, and this is going to kill me in the projections, and that's fine.
There goes Gus Edwards.
I'll be taking my guy, Brian Robinson. I'm a Brian Robinson stan.
You do love you some Brian Robinson for show.
That's my man. Love Brian
stand
Robinson.
Stand by your man.
it makes a lot of sense. What like when you look at just roster construction and what the Commanders are doing, you know, you have to have a big back behind Gibson because Gibson just, he can't take the beating. He's not big enough.
Love big backs. 100%. By the way, the wide receivers, we're in the ninth. We're almost in the 10th round. Lockett, Ayuk, Kirk, Tony. Those are the wide receivers that are left. That's insane. The running backs, Daryl Henderson, Isaiah Spiller, Chris Carr. I mean, it is trash. So you're one pick away, by the way. Who is it you wanted?
Garbage. I want Brian Robinson.
Okay. Famous not going to do it too. He's taking up all his time, though.
Damian Pierce isn't a bad pick here either.
And Lockett, he takes a good Tyler pick. Lockett. You bastard. Famous killed Kenny. You bastard.
You bastard.
All right. So Brian Robinson. So now we're on the wheel.
Robinson's my fourth back. My fifth back.
Yeah, you're right. Back.
I'm going to go with Christian Kirk here.
You like Kirk. You like those JVs.
He's boring. I don't like Kirk at all. He is boring, but he's the number one. And Pierce just went. That's a good pick.
Ayuk and Pierce just went. That hurts.
Ow.
All the good wideouts are now gone. You got Christian Kirk. Everything's working out for you, too. It's so annoying when that happens. Hate it so
I love
much.
This mock. Yeah. I haven't had much to complain about at all.
Not really. I don't really hate it too much either. I've had a couple things not go, but I mean, I got Dak in the ninth. I've got all my starters but tight ends, and Ertz and Firemuth and Knox are all, and Gesicki, they're all still there. There goes Rashid White. That's a good pick. Daryl Henderson. Trying to see. I kind of think I know where I want to go, but I'm trying to figure out the order. The wideouts changed. I definitely would have loved Ayuk as my fifth wide receiver, so I'm being greedy. There goes Isaiah Spiller. But with these running backs going, I think I'm going to take Mostert if he comes back, because then I'll have Edmonds and Mostert. But I guess that hurts my depth a little bit, but whatever.
I mean, but who else are you going to take? You know, I guess you could throw a dart on like TDP or.
Well, Haslam Haskins is out there, but there's no guarantees. And I mean, I want upside plays.
Did you take Henry?
No.
Then you don't really need Haskins.
No, I mean, I want upside plays for some of those bench guys. This is a fifth running back. But if I take Mostert, see, my decisions are getting made for me. Tony was at the top of my wide receiver list. So do I take Garrett Wilson or do I go with Mostert here?
Probably take the running back. If you're between a running back and a wide receiver, I think it's always safer to go to the running back.
I'll just take Mostert and then... If I don't get Garrett Wilson, I mean, Rondale Moore, Olave, Wilson, and Boyd, which happens to be the Fantrax lead, those, well, there goes Garrett Wilson, next f***ing pick, all near the top of my list.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
And there goes Gallup.
Yeah, but Gallup might start, you know, might start on the injured list here, so.
Come on, baby.
Come on, sign. Who
want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Who do you want? Who is it?
I don't know. Oh, I wanted Algier.
I wanted whoever just won. That's right.
Pretty much. I just want a wideout. I'm going to take probably one of like Olave, Boyd, or more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for a...
In this league.
What's his...
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
Yeah, I need some water. Whiteouts for sure.
Wade.
Wade.
Wade. There goes Lazard and
this guy. D-Y, baby.
Baby. Come on. Algier's a good pick. That was the one I was looking at. There goes Marquez Valdes-Scantling. It's tough because, you know, the bye weeks really work in favor for me. I don't have one until week 8, and it's one of the running backs, and I got Chase Edmonds, you know, that I've avoided. I think Hopkins as my bench wideout works so well, so I don't really need to feel bad about, like, oh, I didn't get this guy or that guy. I just want to really go a Sky Moore. It's a great pick.
Bitch.
I want to go really in on my my depth. Well, there goes Haskins, too. So, ooh, I also got Christian Watson out there.
Watson's a good one.
But, you know, here's another thing I can do. I take Rondale Moore, and that kind of covers me on the DeAndre Hopkins thing a little bit. Or Olave, who might be the number one. I mean, Olave is probably the pick. Or Boyd. We'll go Olave.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I was so quiet. I was like, all right, just make it. Just keep talking yourself into not Olave. And then you took Olave.
We go Chris Olave. We got to go outside. What am I thinking here?
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
I didn't need to have like the whole Miami backfield and the whole Arizona wideout. There goes DJ Chark.
Okay. Nothing is Christian Watson. Working for me. So that's great.
Yeah, well, there's no upside plays, but you could take Tyler Boyd or Rondale Moore.
Maybe. Yeah, I have this the boring ass Jacoby Myers at the top of my list here. This is my first bench wideout. You know, I mean, I'm good.
Really? You don't have a bench wideout?
No, I took so many running backs. I have the 5 running backs so far. So, am I starting tight end? Am I starting QB? So, I just have Devontae, Juju, and Kirk, which is fine.
James Williams and Landry just went famous right in front of you.
I mean, Williams, I love him, but. He's definitely starting the year on the pup. You're not getting
It's not a dynasty. I'm not really sure about that pick. Baby.
Yeah, I would much rather have
Tyler Boyd.
There goes Boyd. God damn it. All right. So I'm going to take Jacoby just because I think he's number one in New England. So we'll do that. And then, I mean, Parker is the top of my list. I'm not taking another boring ass Patriot, though. I'll take Jahan Dotson.
Dotson.
We got Sonny Dotson Michelle. Here.
Oh, we got Nobody Dotson cares. In the new movie, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Oh, did you not see it? Yeah. Spoiler alert. I mean, it doesn't matter. But it's not a spoiler, by the way. It's like the first moment. God damn it. F***ing Toph taking Zach Ertz. God.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Okay. Now I'm actually go away debating.
What's your problem, dudes?
Like, seriously, dudes.
Like, seriously, bro, Seth, what is the deal?
You don't even understand.
Oh, these players suck so much.
They're not good.
And I'll take Dotson. Dotson. I was debating between Dotson and TDP. There's no way he comes back to me, so.
Who?
Tyrion Davis-Price, your boy for your Niners.
Yeah. No, sir. Not my Niner pick.
Were you going to say,
Oh, that was actually, you know what? Yes, that's what exactly what I was going to do. Make the very smart, quippy comment is exactly what I was going to do.
You didn't say the magic word. There's some secret guys down here.
I wish all the movies that Samuel L. Jackson died in, they could figure ways to bring him back in. Because we didn't actually see Samuel Jackson die in Jurassic Park. We just saw his arm.
That's true.
And
couldn't bring him back in Deep Blue Sea, I don't think.
No, but see, here's an argument. You just saw him get swallowed up. Maybe he lived inside of it like Moby Dick type of stuff.
And yeah, but he got swallowed like the
they didn't cut him in half.
God damn it, Josh. What is with your good picks?
Zahir White?
Yeah,
I think there's a case that he could survive in every single movie he's ever been in, and they could bring him back.
Well,
they're talking about bringing him back in Star Wars.
Yeah,
he was cut in half.
Yeah, no, he
was cut in half, wasn't he?
He wasn't cut in half. No, he's thrown off the building, and his hand was cut off.
Oh, I'm up. Duvernay. Hey there. It's Duvernay.
Devin Duvernay.
CDP.
My favorite. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I shouldn't have said his name.
We got there. And then I got a couple tight enders. And then I need a tight end and one more bench spot. And probably got to go out. I'll say outfield, wide receiver. Outfield.
Probably got to go shortstop here.
Catchers. You know, two catcher league bugs. Tim Patrick, Khalil Herbert just went. How many movies has Samuel Jackson died in?
I mean, so many movies. He actually did die and then came back. Where is he in Marvel right now? I don't even know.
He's a lot. Well, he's in space.
If it's him or if it's somebody else playing
him. Did he die in Django Unchained too? He has died in a lot of movies, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's died in a ton of movies.
I want to go back.
He's been in more movies than any other person ever.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure that's true.
I don't think that's a fact. Well, then how many did he died in a lot? Let's revive him in all those movies. Rondo Moore, Devontae Parker, Matthew Stafford was Kyle's pick. He actually did not take Aaron Rodgers. And we are 13th round. We're moving here.
Okay. So David Bell just went. Surprisingly, Sam Jackson doesn't hold the title for actors, but in the movies, the honor would probably belong to actors like Mel Blanc, 1,149 acting credits.
So they don't actually know who
Tom London.
Who it is.
I guess not. How many? Susan Sarandon's been in 100 movies. Anthony Hopkins been in 40, but 125 acting credits. Robert Duvall has 141 acting credits and 99 movies.
I just took
Samuel Jackson has 166 movies and 158 acting credits.
How many movies has Samuel L. Jackson died in? I'm typing that in. That's got to be a thing. Someone asked this question.
It's kind of a dark statistic to have.
There's no way this is true. Oh, no, that's a movie they're saying, 187. Yeah, someone, they're literally asking this question because nobody knows, because like every movie he's in, he does die.
Deep Blue Sea, they ate me. A f***ing shark ate me. Frank Dix.
They say he knows he died in True Romance, Goodfellas, Deep Blue Sea, Jungle Fever, all Samuel Jackson wasn't in Kill Bill, was he?
Yeah, he was a piano player.
Okay, did he die?
Yes.
He did die?
Mm-hmm.
Is he the does he have the most like murdery face in all of movies?
He probably has he's been a corpse more than anybody else.
I have a new podcast idea, Bogman. Is we go down the rabbit hole and we break down every movie he's died in. And it's each episode is a movie he died. By the way, the last couple picks, if you care. Keyshawn Vaughn, Corey Davis, Tolbert, Gainwell, Komet, Boggs, you took Damian Williams, and then McKissick just went, and we are in the final round. First pick in the 14th was Mecole Hardman, exactly who I was going to take coming back. So
I got one, I guess, a wide receiver spot to fill here.
Okay. Oh, so check this out. I got it. I think I found it. Somebody ranked. How old is this article? Now, see, this article is a little bit old, so this is going to be updated. Here is, check this out. The unlucky, the most deaths in a movie. Currently, Samuel L. Jackson is the fourth most murdered actor in a movie. He has died. Now, this is 2017. So anything beyond, you have to add to it. But the three above him cannot add to it. Samuel Jackson has died in 28 of the 176 movies he's been in, which, dude, that's like a...
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
It's a big chunk.
15% of the... No, that's more than that. Like 20 to be 10 to 20.
Out of how many films? I'm sorry.
25. That's like 12 to 15% out of 176, 28 of 176 movies he's died in.
15.9%.
15?
15.9.
Okay, so that's pretty close. Yeah. The John Hurt has died the most, 45 out of 205 movies. Bela Lugosi, a woman, Boggs, 36 out of 116.
I like how you say like women can die too. Okay.
Vincent Price, 32 of 201. The actors who are still relevant behind him, Sean Bean has died in 25 of 119 things. I guess that's probably counting shows.
Probably acting appearances, sure.
I am shocked at this. Charlize Theron, 25 of 52 she's died in. Almost half of the movie, she gets murdered. That is a very chauvinistic misogynito. Liam Neeson, 24 of 119. Mickey Rourke is on there. Gary Busey. Robert De Niro is only 19. So Charlize Theron could pass, and that's not counting the last 3 years. So if you wanted to know how people are dying, that
in
is
movies,
the death rate.
That's right. That is what we're here to bring you during this mock draft, is how many times people have died.
I wasn't paying attention. I auto drafted. You didn't even tell me. I was looking at deaths. Okay. So you don't have to. I mean, it was Gesicki. I mean, it'll hurt my projections, but whatever.
Yeah.
At this point, I ain't winning this projection, so it's all good. We had Aaron Rodgers, Trey Lance went to Josh with the last pick. That was his first quarterback. Evan Ingram, I took Mike Gesicki, Sammy Watkins, nope. Sinead O'Connor just went.
Snoop Connor. Others.
Yeah. So the most deaths belongs to Samuel Jackson of active actors. Unless I wonder now in the last 3 years or 5 years, really. How many movies has he died in?
Has he been doing many movies? I mean, 2020 kind of, we took a break from making.
Yeah, and Charlize Theron's been doing a lot of movies as of recent.
Yeah, that's true.
She might pass. Greatest actor of our time. There goes Julio Jones, who apparently just always gets taken when we do these, and Jameson Crowder. So here's how my team finished out. Dak Prescott at quarterback. Running backs are Eckler, Aaron Jones with Etienne on the flex. My bench, I've got Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, and Davis Price. Thank you very much. My wideouts, Jalen Waddle, DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney as starters. On the bench, I've got Hopkins and Olave. I did take Dawson Knox, and then I auto-drafted Gesicki because I was trying to figure out the death toll of Samuel Jackson. So that's fine. There's nothing else really big there, but that was very important. That is what my team looked like. Bogman, let's hear your team, and then we'll go straight to projections.
For my team, I have Lamar Jackson is my starting quarterback. Then my running backs are Javonte Williams, J.K. Dobbins, Kenneth Walker, Michael Carter, Brian Robinson, and Damian Williams. My wide receivers are Devontae Adams, Juju Smith-Schuster, Christian Kirk, with Jacoby Myers, Jahan Dotson, and George Pickens on the bench. And my starting tight end is Dalton Schultz. So I feel pretty nice about this team.
Comparatively on both of them, like your wideouts, they taper off a little bit, but you got great running backs. I don't know. Jonathan Williams is a little high, and I think you said you kind of regretted it, but like the macro perspective of it looks a lot better now because you got like good running backs, even though there's some risk in youth, and there's risk in your running backs is the best way to just put it. Like, Javonte's not guaranteed to get the upheaval. J.K. Dobbins, injury stuff. And then Kenneth Walker's a rookie, so there's risk. You have great wideouts, so good tight end, good quarterback. With risk, you don't have, like, big holes. I don't think your bench is particularly exciting. It's just kind of, like, upside through the roof with floor running backs.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least three times bigger than this.
Really? In This League dot fans, if you guys are looking for some In This League merch, you want to have the podcast artwork, we got it. You want a little bit of Boggs Jr., we got it. We've got Prospects Assemble and a ton more shirts, hoodies, mugs.
Who stickers. Made? We got it.
In This League dot fans, come and check out Sports Your Boys, get some merch. And actually some stuff being worked on our new show, The Show Much Fun. Going to probably have some stuff up. And I was actually just talking with our official In This League graphic designer who has a salary of zero, Jack, Jesse. He was actually messaging me about some merch stuff. So hopefully some new things on the horizon. Speaking of which, I step away in hour three, but Bubba's coming in. What do you guys got on the dock? Are you guys going to talk about, Liv? Are you going to get political finally?
I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that. I'll ask Bub about, you know, what is happening in golf. Normally it's pretty quick though.
So. I saw that like the books already have like it's so weird because you'd be like, you know, draft your DFS team for the PGA, whatever. And now there's one for like the Liv Open or whatever it is. They're
well, he was talking
those.
Because they weren't sure if DraftKings and all these companies were going to get in on it, and it looks like some of them have finally. So that's
the only way they don't.
That.
Yeah, the only way they don't get in on it is if they don't have any insider information. The only way that they are going to put it up is if they have information. If they have all the clear information and they feel like they have the edge, then they will post it and people will bet on it like crazy. And golf, I don't know if there's any real true edge or do they care. You just post the stuff and people are going to go buck wild, then you know only the few will actually stand out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how any of it works because I don't do you know a lot of golf stuff. So, yeah. Excited to hear what he has to say. Then we'll talk. We gotta get some all-star voting. Like, who would you vote for for the all-star game? So you hate doing that stuff. So I'll probably do that with Bubba in hour three as well.
Piece of PM made me do that on Fantasy Pros, and I was just like, when we were doing it, I was literally like, "Who do you have a catcher?" And I'm like, "I didn't pick any. I'm like, none deserve it. I'm like, there's not a catcher that deserves to go in.
My son deserves it.
Alejandro Kirk now deserves it. I do agree with you, Alejandro Kirk. I actually asked Bub on Fantasy Pros. I said, "What do you think is more accurate? He is a Rowdy Tellez twin, or Alejandro Kirk is your son?" And he did go Kirk as your son.
Yeah, I mean, come on, you know, same height. We don't look anything alike at all. But same height and same body type, 100%.
That's there. So Bubba and Bogman coming up in hour three. Friends, do not go anywhere. Have so much fun. I will see you guys next week. And In This League rolls on for hour three.